My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, military chaplain, and college professor. March 8th, from the contemporary version. The Surrendered Life. I have been crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20. To become one with Jesus Christ, a person must be willing not only to give up sin, but also to surrender his whole way of looking at things. Being born again by the Spirit of God means that we must first be willing to let go before we can grasp something else. The first thing we must surrender is all our pretense or deceit. What our Lord wants us to present to him is not our goodness, honesty, or our efforts to do better, but real solid sin. Actually, that is all he can take from us. And what he gives us in exchange for our sin is real solid righteousness. But we must surrender all pretense that we are anything and give up all our claims of even being worthy of God's consideration. Once we have done that, the Spirit of God will show us what we need to surrender next. Along each step of this process, we will have to give up our claims to our own rights to ourselves. Are we willing to surrender our grasp on all that we possess, our desires, and everything else in our lives? Are we ready to be identified with the death of Jesus Christ? We will suffer a sharp, painful disillusionment before we fully surrender. When people really see themselves as the Lord sees them, it is not the terribly offensive sins of the flesh that shock them, but the awful nature of the pride of their own hearts opposing Jesus Christ. When they see themselves in the light of the Lord, the shame, horror, and desperate conviction hit home for them. If you are faced with the question of whether or not to surrender, make a determination to go on through the crisis, surrendering all that you have and all that you are to him. And God then will equip you to do all that he requires of you. Here ends Oswald's reading. I am crucified with Christ. Paul describes his relationship to Christ in terms of a profound personal attachment to the reliance on his Lord. Those who have faith in Christ live their lives in intimate union with their Lord, both in his death and resurrection. All believers have been crucified with Christ on the cross. They have died to the law as a means of salvation and now live through Christ for God. Because of salvation in Christ, sin no longer has control over them. Romans 6:11. We who have been crucified with Christ now live with him in his resurrection life. Christ and his strength live within us, becoming the source of all the life and the center of all our thoughts, words, and deeds. It is through the Holy Spirit that Christ's risen life is continually communicated to us. Our sharing in the death of Christ and resurrection is appropriated through faith, i.e. the confident belief, love, devotion, and loyalty we have to the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. This living by faith can only be seen as living by the Spirit.